The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. In the mountains of Lagunav, an island off the coast of Haiti, when you walk along the roads and footpaths, the place names change every 10 minutes or so, but you seldom see anything you'd call a town center. A church, maybe, or a school. Here and there, little businesses where women sell staples like flour and sugar. Houses are made of cement block, or of rocks in a local cement called La Chaux, and they cluster in the landscape in a way that gives the feel of a well-organized campground. A house consists of a couple of rooms, big enough to sleep in and store what few possessions people have. The kitchen, a three-rock fire, is in a separate enclosure nearby. Down the precipitous mountainsides, any land where a person can stand upright is tilled. In the Pacific Northwest where I live, the coming of spring means the snow melts, the ground warms, buds swell, and gardeners have dirty fingernails and big smiles. A similar transformation takes place on Lagunav, only people don't call it spring. They look forward to la pluie, rain. Sometime between the 1st of March and the end of May, the drought will break. In the first season I was there, Brigina, one of my several Haitian grandmothers, explained the source of the newfound optimism like this. You know how it is when you're pregnant. You have to give your body good nourishment or you won't produce a strong and healthy baby. Well, the earth is the same way, she said. Its nourishment is the rain, and the baby it produces is the food that we eat. Now the earth is fed, and look what it can make. The fertility of the tropics, even in a place as environmentally ravaged as Haiti, is astonishing to us northerners. After a couple of nighttime thundershowers, the entire landscape is transformed. Trees that had lost their leaves in the drought produce not buds, but whole new leaves. Rocks turn green with moss. Organic matter in the hot soil decomposes so fast, all the world smells faintly of rot. You can practically see the grasses and seedlings gobbling this nourishment and pushing up taller and taller. Every morning at dawn, and all night long in the week that the moon is bright, you hear thwack, thwack, as people till the mountainsides with broad hoes preparing to plant. 4 grains of corn, 3 grains of beans into each hole, Brigina tells me. She's in the fields all day, following the men with the hoes, scratching the ground with a sickle blade and planting. Bent over in a long skirt and kerchief, from a distance, she looks like an 18th century French peasant. But she's a 20th century Haitian peasant, so exotic to me, and as common on Lagunav as the dirt that doesn't ever produce quite enough to fill the bellies of the people who live there, which is not a thought to have in the season when everyone is happy. One man explained, "We plant and we plant, and all we can think of is that the corn is coming up and we're not going to be hungry." Last year, the July rains failed and the corn didn't produce. Now is not the time to bring that up. Nor, as they enthusiastically plant sorghum, does one remark on how long it's been since the grains actually matured and the crop was good for something besides animal feed. And nobody mentions the way a bad hurricane season will wash the crops away, topsoil and all. There will be plenty of time all year long to absorb disaster and to be hungry. When the rain starts to fall, la pluie, it's time to be happy. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.